Instant Friends by Stephen Rucker. In 10 minutes of Sunday school, I went from having one best friend to 10. Naturally, I was there again next week. I sat next to my dad in a strange new place. This church lacked crucifixes and gilded paint. There was no altar. The walls were simple and the stand was a wooden podium that could not be considered ornate in any way. The minister wore a business suit instead of the robes that I was used to. No statues, no candles, no procession. I was an outsider in this church, and as my dad insisted, we were going to stay the entire 3 hours. This was the first time I had been to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My dad was Catholic too, but he had been attending the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for a year. At first, I felt alone and out of place sitting in the simple meeting hall, but things quickly changed. Despite the fact that my presence had not been announced, many people welcomed me and introduced themselves. I stayed with my dad during sacrament meeting. When Sunday school began, I went to the adult class because I wasn't sure how I would fit in with the youth. The stake president, who had become friends with my dad, was also my allergy doctor, and he had a son who was about my age. He wanted me to go with his son to Sunday school, but I was content staying with Dad the entire 3 hours. 10 minutes after Sunday school began, Brent Williams, a good friend of mine who started Catholic school with me that year, walked in and recruited me to go to the youth Sunday school class. I was shocked. I just kept thinking, no, Brent's not a Mormon. That's impossible. I guess I had assumed I would never meet a Mormon outside of a church building. It's as though I thought they couldn't go to public schools or Catholic schools with their kids. Now I had a best friend who was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Brent introduced me to everyone in Sunday school, and within 10 minutes, I had 10 best friends. The Sunday school teacher introduced herself and then began to teach about the gold plates, the Urim and Thummim, and the story of the prophet Joseph Smith's first vision. I was fascinated and listened intently. In priesthood meeting, I met the young men president, his counselors, and members of the bishopric. Our discussion was about Adam and Eve. I knew by the Spirit that what they taught me was true. In one day, I was convinced that these were the most fun and the most spiritual people on earth. By the end of church, I felt so welcome that I came back Sunday after Sunday. These people provided the fertile soil that helped nourish the gospel seed in my heart. I began to look forward to Sundays, and I enjoyed going to church. I marveled at the amazing things I was learning about the prophet Joseph Smith, the restoration, the premortal existence, the 3 degrees of glory, the temple, eternal marriage, and the atonement. My testimony grew, and I found that I knew the Book of Mormon was true, and that Joseph Smith was a prophet. I knew that God lived, and I knew he was literally my father. I was baptized almost 2 years later on the 26th of July, 1998. I marvel now as I look back at the fellowship, the friendship, and the examples of those people who were willing to extend a hand to a stranger. Note, Stephen Rucker is currently serving in the Spain-Madrid mission. End of note. End of the article, Instant Friends, by Stephen Rucker.